Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, please, to the book of Ephesians. Now, one thing that we need to be very clear on, very established in, is that destruction is never the perfect will of God. Being judged, being destroyed in any degree is never. Somebody say never.
Never.
I don't care, in any case, in any person's life, being judged, being destroyed in whatever degree is never the perfect will of God. Never. We've touched on this in times past. There's a series. If you hadn't heard any of these things, I'd recommend to you. The Lord gave us for months, called You Choose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And we deal with things, actually misconceptions, that church people and other folks have about God is in control. And the idea that everything that happens is somehow God and somehow His plan and His will, that is simply untrue. It is contrary to Scriptures. He said, I set before you life, death, blessing, cursing, you choose. If we choose wrongly, how's He responsible for our choice? See, people want to make God responsible for everything, and it just is not true. The truth is, there's a whole lot of stuff going on this planet that is contrary to God's will, against His plan, and all this destruction in the lives of human beings was never the perfect will of God, was never the perfect plan. You want to see the perfect will of God? You look in the garden before sin. And then you fast forward to the end. You look at the end of the book of Revelation after everything's been restored. That's the perfect will of God. It has not changed. The sin, the rebellion, the disobedience, and the following death and destruction that came in the middle has to do with men and the devil, not the perfect will of God. Selah. Pause and think about that. God's a good God.
Amen.
His will is good.
Yes, it is.
Are you in Ephesians 4? Well, then I'll read something from 2 Peter to you. Now stay right there in Ephesians. Stay in Ephesians. 2 Peter 3:9 says, He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Yes.
Why do a lot of people perish? They won't repent. But you can't make that the will of God. In Ephesians 4 and 2, 4:2, he says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Putting up with each other, long suffering, forbearing one another. That's not the same as judging, is it? Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Verse 25. Wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we're members one of another. And be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And notice there's not even a period there. That's not even the end of the thought. What's the rest of the thought? Neither give place to the devil. Is there a devil? If you believe the Bible, you have to believe that there is. His names, his key names mean destroyer. He is a destroyer. all of the evil that you see in men are those who are yielding to His influences. And you're seeing His nature and His character. There has never been a more cruel being than Him. He gets pleasure in seeing people suffer. He has no compassion for human beings. And He is particularly envious of us. Because we have, and we are destined to have, what He wanted. We are not just servants. We are sons. We don't really know what that means. But heaven thinks this is a very, very big deal. The angels even inquired about us and said, in the book of Psalms, you'll see it's written, what is man that you are mindful of him, that you have done this with him? We have very little understanding of who God is. Many have gotten their understanding of God from religious groups.
Yes. Amen.
And it's just been goofy stuff that men came up with.
Amen.
You want to know what God is really like? Look up in the night sky.
Uh-huh.
The universe. That's Him.
Wow.
He is so big. He is so powerful. He is so vast. He has created all of this. Hallelujah. There are whole realms of beings that He has created that are not human. They're not terrestrial. Somebody says, you think there's life out there? Oh, absolutely. Bible's always talked about it. There are dimensions beyond what you can see and feel in the material that existed before this material realm exists. But God has chosen you and I who have faith in Him and will prove through a lifetime that He can trust us and that we hold to Him. He's given us a place unlike any other among all His creation. The devil hates us for it. He despises us. He wants to destroy everything he can. If it was up to him, he would wipe out the entire human race before the day is out. You can be sure of that. If it was up to the devil, if he had his way, there would be no more men. He would see to it. Well, then why does it go on day after day and year after year that we're still here? Because the devil ain't all he's cracked himself up to be. He wants to try to convince you that he's the baddest thing in the universe and he can just come and wipe you out and do anything he wants to. I know some years ago, there was actually if you want to call it that, a curse in my family on my mother's side. My great-granddad died at age 21 by being shot with a pistol. My granddad died at age 21 by being shot with a pistol. I was the next man on my mama's side. And they used to tell me, I know my grandma one time, she told me on that set of, she showed me a picture of my granddad in the casket and said, you look just like him. And as I began to get to be, 18, 19, I didn't realize it, but these thoughts had come to me. Isn't that strange? He died 21. His daddy died when he was 21. They say, you look just like him. And these thoughts would come, you better live while you can, boy. You better live it up because you don't have much longer to live. 21, that's just a couple of years away. And I didn't understand it. I didn't know things about God or the Word of God that we know now. But I thank God when we got, Phyllis and I got married real young. And at about 18 and 19, we got a hold of some Word. And I learned we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And instead of agreeing with all that superstitious stuff, when it had come to my mind, I'd say no. No, with long life, He's going to satisfy me and show me His salvation. And you know, I found out the devil did have it set up for me. I was doing some things with some trucking. And I went to meet this one guy who was bringing in a load of some stuff. And I came and was supposed to talk to him, and his truck was there parked. And I tapped on the door, no answer, no answer. I tapped on the door, no answer, no answer. And so I finally left. And I saw him a few days later. I said, "Man, I came out there. Where were you?" He said, "Man, wow." He said, "I had been on the road for like 4 days, and I was pilled up out of my head. And I thought you were somebody trying to hurt me. And I was on the other side of the door with a 44 Magnum pointed at your head." And guess what age I was?
21.
No doubt the devil had it set up for me. But yet, I'm way past 21. And after that, the enemy kept trying to bug me with that. Even after at 19 and 20 and 21, and I'm going into the ministry, these thoughts had come to my mind. "You're not going to live very long. You're not going to live very long. The devil, you know, bring thoughts to your mind. I'm going to take you out. You're not going to make it much longer." And just try to bug me with that. Not every moment of every day, but just every once in a while, there it'd come. And finally, one day, thank God, the Holy Spirit inside me, He brought to my mind. He said, "Why don't you ask Him why He hasn't already done it?" And oh man, I got sassy then. I thought, yeah, bad boy, why haven't you already done it? You're going to take me out. Why haven't you already done it? Why haven't you? Because you like me? You just thought you'd let me live a while? You know why He hasn't done it? Because He couldn't. He has tried. He has sought means to do it. But the Lord has kept us by His angels and by His Holy Spirit. He's kept us. Oh, somebody say, "He kept me." I'm going to say, "How you know He kept me?" You here, ain't you? I guarantee you. If you're here, you made it this far. It wasn't because the enemy didn't want to take you out. The devil has a perfect will for your life. And that is that you die lost. How many are saved? Then you have already missed the perfect will of the devil. You just missed it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.